You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Roy Morjon, president and co-founder of Aventus Partners, a vertically integrated product development, crowdfunding, and inbound marketing agency. The award-winning agency combines product development services that take entrepreneurs and established companies from napkin sketch to production with digital marketing expertise to bring innovative products to market. Aventus Partners has raised more than $100 million for clients through crowdfunding and has been involved in the development, prototyping, launching, and/or marketing of over 1,000 products. Quite impressive. And Roy, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, great to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And it certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you. So I know, obviously, you've been involved with crowdfunding for some time exclusively. Talk to us about crowdfunding for those that aren't so familiar.
Crowdfunding is bringing together a collective amount of people, typically through the internet, to pledge typically money towards a service, product, or offering, or simply an idea, where it's using the collective wisdom of the crowd to bring an idea to life, usually with monetary contributions through a campaign. Most of the campaigns that we do are for products, usually those that launch on platforms such as Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Over the last 3 years, we've also been doing equity crowdfunding, where you can sell part of your company using, you know, crowdfunding as a means to raise capital for whatever you may need for the capital to keep your company going.
And as the first full-service marketing agency in the world, talk to us about the trends that you've been seeing and have seen.
Yeah, it's truly been unique. You know, so our agency founded 7 years ago now, when crowdfunding was in its infancy without, you know, less than a million backers. We've now seen that crowdfunding has over 20 million backers for projects, whether it be reward-based crowdfunding for a product, equity crowdfunding-based for ownership in a company, real estate crowdfunding, as well as loans for crowdfunding itself. So the trend has been constantly growing, where we're seeing this as not only a billion-dollar industry very quickly, but it's actually doubling every single year in terms of capital. Just this past year, it actually outpaced VC funding in terms of the amount of money that's coming into crowdfunding itself. So truly, we're seeing a shift in terms of public perception and bringing products to market faster and failing upwards, if you will. My good friend Chris Stoikos at Dollar Beard Club would quote it as, where companies can actually test and see if the products that they're thinking the consumers want are the ones that they actually are willing to put money towards, even though they can't touch, feel, or have an experience with that product in a retail environment. They still feel that that product is something that they need in their life, and they're willing to put money down for it, even though the product hasn't come to fruition yet, hasn't shipped yet, and may take, you know, 6 months to a year or so to actually deliver on that product. So it's really been unique in terms of the companies that have first launched using crowdfunding many, many years ago with us, and those that are launching now that are more established, bigger enterprise companies, where you see large companies and, you know, Fortune 50 companies like Sony using crowdfunding internally for all of their employees to try and bring the employees' products ideas to life within their company. So there's been a great evolution, and we're continuing to see the crowdfunding industry double year after year.
Good stuff there. And how has crowdfunding evolved over the past 7 years?
Yeah, so there's a lot more information out there. You know, when we first began as the agency leader in running crowdfunding campaigns, there wasn't a lot of info out there. So it was kind of trial by fire and learn as you go and test and continue to test more and more campaigns that we've done. Now that we're, you know, over 1,000 products brought to market, we have been able to see what the tried and true path to success is you know, with doing over, you know, $15 million campaigns from start to finish in the 30-day period that we have to run a reward-based crowdfunding campaign, we're able to refine our process and how we launch products in ensuring that there's enough pre-built buzz about a campaign or excitement of the product coming to market that people really want to buy it, you know, as it launches. And that launch is really, you know, the keystone to many campaigns, to making them overly successful and being another million-dollar campaign that we can do. So really, it's more of the education side that we've seen. We're producing a ton more content about what we're seeing, industry trends, and as well as the companies that are coming and using crowdfunding. They've really stepped their game up in terms of bringing a more fully refined prototype to the crowd to get them to buy into that the product will come to fruition when the campaign concludes and they have their capital.
Today we are joined by Mr. Roy Morjon, the president and co-founder of Aventis Partners, a vertically integrated product development, crowdfunding, and inbound marketing agency here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Roy, how can someone that is considering launching their idea use crowdfunding to validate their idea?
Yeah, so it's exactly that. Crowdfunding truly allows you to validate your idea much faster than you used to be able to do in the past, where you would get a focus group together, pay them a bunch of money, get some insights from a small amount of people, typically in your community, and see, you know, what their insights may be. With crowdfunding, it allows you to put your idea out there, your prototype, your initial thoughts on what this product would be and the problem that it's solving. And now you can get not only instantaneous feedback, but people are voting for it with their money. They're saying, yes, I'm willing to pre-buy this product without seeing it, without touching it, without experiencing it for myself. But I'm also going to give you feedback about how you could improve this product and make it better for my life, because likely it will improve the lives of a few thousand other people or tens of thousands of others or millions of others if you make these small tweaks. So really, it's opened up an engagement platform for companies looking to launch their new idea, their new innovation, their new product, whatever it may be, and open it up to the world. You know, crowdfunding is a global trend where hundreds of countries have now backed on different platforms and different campaigns. So we're not just focusing on the U.S. economy, even though it's massive and typically takes up about 60 to 70% of the overall product crowdfunding marketing marketplace, but we're getting global backers from all around the world giving insights into their local community or how it can make this, you know, problem that they have in their region better for, you know, the product that you're actually trying to create. So really it allows for a much larger dialogue opportunity and feedback channel for entrepreneurs and startups and enterprises looking to launch their innovation into the marketplace.
And Roy, tell us, what does the future of crowdfunding look like at this time?
That's my favorite question. I mean, you know, the future of crowdfunding continues to look brighter and brighter every day. You know, we're fielding entrepreneurs and startups, hundreds of them per day, offering us their idea, their product idea, and wanting to get help with it and bring it to market. So that trend is continuing to climb every single day in terms of the amount of inquiries we're seeing from individuals with ideas. You know, entrepreneurs that want to make that leap from their desk, you know, job, cubicle into a job that, you know, is a product that they have passion for. So the entrepreneurial crowd is strong, especially here in the United States and internationally. You know, we're fielding, you know, more than 50% global growth right now outside of the U.S. for new innovations that they're wishing to bring to market using reward-based crowdfunding. So we hope that this trend continues to double as it has over the last 5 or 6 years that we've been tracking this. So the future of crowdfunding is certainly bright, and we're hoping that a lot more people take the leap and follow their passions and bring the product idea that they have, that they've been waiting to take to Shark Tank or whatever it may be, to life and use crowdfunding as a means to test it and see if there is demand for it.
Roy, certainly has been good to have had you. Most helpful information and focusing in on crowdfunding and how it can validate and help launch our ideas as well. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final word, or a final tip for the listeners tuning in?
Yeah, take the leap. You know, if you're on the edge in terms of wanting to bring an idea to market, there's market validation tests that we offer crowdfunding tests that we can do, running campaigns, doing validation to see if the idea is out there. You know, as a full-service turnkey product launch company, we have attorneys on staff, accounting on staff, everything that you would potentially need to take you through the process of bringing your idea to life. If it's a product, we have manufacturing, we have prototyping, we have engineering staff, we have an Emmy award-winning videography team. That no other solution is out there to be a one-stop shop. So take the lead, make sure to contact us with all the links that'll be on this post, because we would truly love to help out all the entrepreneurs of the world bring their product and their passion to life.
And thanks for that. Before you go, tell our listeners where they can get further information about Inventus Partners and how they could be in contact as well.
Yeah, so our website, InventusPartners.com, EnventusPartners.com. Obviously, on all the social channels, we're very active there daily. And just Google, you know, anything Kickstarter marketing or crowdfunding marketing related, and we'll be on the top of the page.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Roy, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Wishing you all the best, continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Roy Morjon, the president and co-founder of Inventus Partners, a vertically integrated product development, crowdfunding, and inbound marketing agency. And for further details, visit InventusPartners.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.